News reports censored after Israel bombs an Iranian base inside Syria. The Aegis Alliance. Reports made from Metro Damascus are indicating that Israeli fighter planes carried out airstrikes in this area. The details of this attack still aren't clear, as the initial news reports were in Israel's media, and within only hours were removed. This is according to media reports in Syria. In the past, Israel has reportedly carried out attacks against Syrian convoys and installations, in order to prevent Syria from transferring sophisticated weapons to Iran's local proxy Hezbollah. The Jerusalem Post said on Saturday. Opinion: is Iran really a threat to Israel from Syria? Israeli planes struck an Iranian base near the Syrian capital of Damascus with surface-to-air missiles, pro-Assad news outlets reported on Friday night. Haaretz mentioned in their report. These Israeli reports are claiming the strikes were targeting the Iranian base south of Metro Damascus. This military facility hasn't been confirmed by anybody as actually being Iranian, but Israeli outlets used that narrative as being part of the Iranian threat. Ironically, a Haaretz analysis article which makes diverging references to the incident, but the news article it was obviously meant to accompany has been removed. This isn't all that unusual within the nation of Israel, as the military censors often drive the media to not report such stories. However, it's odd for them to let the story get out and then hide it after the fact of it being released. Outside of Israel, media outlets covering this incident don't make any mention of an Iranian base, stating that what had been targeted was just an army ammunition depot. Israeli forces fired several missiles from fighter planes in the airspace of Lebanon. The reports mentioned that anti-aircraft missiles were fired upon the warplane in retaliation. One report claims that Syrian air defenses shot down one of these missiles. Israeli officials recently stated that the IDF wouldn't allow Iran to establish a military foothold within 40 kilometers of Israel's border. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.